God is so good. For he sent his angels to go forth and bring your miracle to pass. They're doing it right now. They're doing it right now in Jesus' name. They're putting it together right now. Why don't you turn to Luke chapter 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them goosebumps. He called his 12 disciples together and gave them lipstick. He called his 12 disciples together and gave them foolishness. He called his 12 disciples together and gave them emotion. He called his 12 disciples together and gave them something that could do nothing. The Bible says he called his 12 disciples together and gave them what? Somebody say, this is not just a feeling. This is power. Power meant to do something. Say, what you got in you is working in you to accomplish God's plan. So you got to understand the flow of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, this is power, but you got to understand what that power is for. Because you're going to give an account to everything that God's given to you. So he called them together and gave them power and authority. Say, I'm strong and I also got authority over. Say, I got more. More authority over some of the devils. I got authorities over devils in my family. Well, I've got authority over weak devils, but I can't handle those, you know, those African devils. You know where they hang under the water. But he gave them some authority. What does the Bible say? He gave them what kind of authority? All authority. Say, I can handle that. That means you don't got a devil you can't handle. The devil doesn't have anything on in his arsenal that you can't handle. You have all authority to handle that. There are no diplomats. You know, when I used to live in the nation's capital, and in the nation's capital, you know, we used to get mad because diplomats would come in. And they would give the diplomats diplomat tags. And that meant they could drive any way they want to, and they couldn't be ticketed and couldn't go to jail because they were diplomats. There was no authority over these diplomats. And we got mad about that. No authority over the diplomats. Well, listen, the devil doesn't have any diplomats that you don't have authority over. And to cure diseases. Well, he gave three apostles authority over devils, and the other ones he gave the ability to cure diseases. All his disciples had authority. Say, I've got an authority over every disease. Say, my anointing, which is Christ in me, the hope of glory, has authority. More authority than Tylenol. That means the word that comes out of my mouth moves headaches faster than Tylenol. I've got authority over headaches. Say, the authority that Christ put in me has authority over cancer. All cancer. All disease. Now, I wonder what kind of authority Jesus gives out. You know, that red light signal that you, when you drive in your car and you see the red, you know, yellow, red, green. When it says red, that says stop. That little box has authority to make you stop your car. When that little electronic box goes blink, 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 I mean, you could have 100 cars out there and they will all stop. Well, what do you think about the Holy Ghost on the inside of you? When your light, when the light of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you tells the devil, somebody say, there's a light on the inside of me that has authority. That when the enemy's coming against me, God says, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. What does that mean? That means that you can stop the devil in his track because there's authority on the inside of you. Amen. Says, no farther. No farther, you must stop. Say, I have authority. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. He sent them to preach about themselves. He sent them to tell everybody how spiritual they were, how anointed they were. He sent them out that everybody could feel the heat coming out of their hand. He sent them out so people could know, boy, you got something there. Ooh, that's something you got there. We don't know what it is, but you got something. He sent them to preach. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God. He sent them to preach God's kingdom. Not our little kingdom that we build up and put his name on. There are a whole lot of wild, crazy, freaky stuff. Kingdom stuff. It's a kingdom, but it's not God's kingdom. It's religion, tradition, and mess. He didn't send us to preach anybody's mess. He didn't send us to preach anybody's theology or anybody's philosophy. We're not called to do that. Don't want to hear it. Doesn't do anything. See, that's the problem. We're preaching our own little kingdoms, our own little sect, our own little belief system. He didn't call us to preach that stuff. He told us to preach the kingdom of God. And Jesus preached the kingdom. He came about preaching the kingdom of God. That means we preach what Jesus preached. And if Jesus didn't preach it, don't you preach it. I don't care how it makes you feel. I could hit you in the back of your head with a sledgehammer. And that'll make you feel something. Just because you feel something doesn't mean it's God. That's why the Bible, we're not moved by what we see or by what we feel. But we're moved by the word of God. Woo, that's nice. It gives me chills. You see a good spooky movies, you'll get a chill. Is that the anointing of the Holy Ghost? The word. So we're sent to go out and preach what Jesus preached. And we don't have to get too deep about that. And to get on everybody's nerves. You know, some people go out there preaching their kingdom, get in everybody's business, mess up everything. Anybody had any mess up missionaries? God doesn't call mess up missionaries. We've come to be a blessing to your church. The minute they say that, I'm saying, see ya. Anybody hang around here? Those are the ones you got to look out for. God's given us something for this place. Well, I don't want it because he gave us the Holy Ghost, and in the Holy Ghost, we have all things. It's already here. That's how you can get rid of weird, wild, silly stuff. Been there, done that. But he sent them out to preach his kingdom. And he sent them out to heal, not to hurt, not to harm. So, you know, somebody get there and you say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's going on? What's your problem? Well, I just went to church and boy, they worked me over. And I feel terrible. They hurt me something awful, you know. Well, that's not kingdom. Jesus sends us out to fix whatever's wrong, to heal it, never to harm it, to heal and never to harm. So he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said, don't take nothing. Don't add anything to what he sent you to do. Say, what God wants me to do in the future concerning his kingdom and concerning his ministry, I don't need to take any of my old baggage with me. None of my old tricks. None of my old tricks. None of my old habits. Old stuff. You got to get rid of old stuff and get on to God's new stuff. Say his new vision has new provision. And we must find those things. You get people all the time that want to get out there and they always just flowing. Well, this is the way we did it back then. This is the way we do it over here. Leave it behind. Leave it behind. Just leave it right in his back and leave it there. God's going to make provision for his vision. And he goes on to tell him these things. And I just wanted to start and to tell you that God has prepared you for something. Somebody say, I'm prepared for something. And some people don't realize that the Holy Ghost anointing comes in to make us ready and to prepare us and to get us ready for use. And that's what people don't understand. Some of us are baked cakes that nobody can eat. Every dose that God gives, every dose of the Holy Ghost anointing, God gives it to you. He prepares it. He gets it already. And then he gives it away. Say, God's about to give me away to somebody. Stay in his presence all day. And I want you to meditate. Somebody say, I will meditate on this verse. What he called me to do. And what he placed in me. Because you have something placed in you. And there's a call on your life. And we want to see you fulfill that call. Why don't you stand? Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, which is ever present, which is ever active, which is changing us into your image day by day, moment by moment. From glory to glory, are we ever changed into what you desire us to be? And Father, from our spirit, we respond to your voice. We respond to your word. We link up to what you want us to do. We need you now, God, more than ever. Lord, we need you. We can't make it another step without you. We need you, Jesus. Lead us, Holy Spirit, where you want us to go. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Order our steps. Cause us to grow up and become men and women of God. Men and women that respond to your voice. Men and women that can get the job done. So be it, Father. Let your will be done in our life today and right now as it is in the heavenly kingdom. God, I hear somebody's heart right now saying, Lord, I'm ready. I hear somebody's heart say right now, Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready to turn it totally over to you. I can do it. Thank you, Jesus. I can do it. I can do this. This is easy. Thank you, Jesus. With every eye closed, there's somebody who's ready to jump into this stuff, jump into Jesus and the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And God tells me as you jump in, you're going to have accelerated growth. You're going to be like overnight a new person. Behold a new creation in Christ Jesus. There's somebody that wants to walk away from their old life, their old way of doing things, their old way of thinking. God wants to shake you from yourself and bring you closer to him. Save me, Jesus. Some people need to be delivered from religion.